So ever since I started making videos about my house being haunted, I've had a lot of people asking for a home tour. So I figured that I would make a quick video because our home is actually going to be on TV tomorrow to talk about the history of our county. And I figured Helen fans have to see the home before people from TV do. So for those of you who want to see what Helen's house looks like, this is the now. So the home was built in 1896, and it was actually built as a Victorian. So the facade and all of these columns that you're seeing were not here in 1896. They were actually added over in 1911. William McMurray, who built my house and was Helen's dad, ripped off the facade and turned it into the Greek Revival structure that you're kind of seeing now. Now, you can still see pieces of the Victorian if you go around the house. You can see the, you know, the window or the kind of like the bay window looking like structure kind of goes on and on. You can see the gingerbread kind of treatment at the very top, but that gives you an idea of what it looks like there. But when you look out, you can really see the Greek Revival here. We did paint the top that haint blue, which is said not to let evil spirits in or out. So some folks say that I've trapped Helen, but Helen's been here since the 50s, and I've only lived here for the last 10 years or so. So I don't think it was me that made the decision to keep Helen in the house. But this is Helen's home, and this is the house that we live in. But if you want to know, like, this is the tree that I talk about all the time that was near where she ran outside and burned up. This is the tree, and it's now just a very beautiful magnolia tree. This is the front door that she would have run out of. The fireplace that she would have caught fire on is on the second floor right there. But this is Helen's home. And mine too, I guess.